WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Andy Field. North Korea says the Army private who ran across the demilitarized zone last month was disillusioned with American society.
Remember, Travis King also spent 47 days in jail after a fight and was facing discharge from the Army, and the Pentagon saying they are still trying to facilitate his safe return.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows filing a motion to move the case brought against him by Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis into federal court. President Biden saying he will head to Hawaii to meet with survivors of the Maui wildfires as soon as he can.
Want to be sure we don't disrupt the ongoing recovery effort.
Just a third of the affected burn areas have been searched. Members of the Canadian Armed Forces mobilizing in the Northwest Territories, responding to wildfires there. One of the highest-ranking FBI agents to ever face criminal charges, pleading guilty to conspiring to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. This is ABC News. A top Ukrainian official tells ABC News that the war with Russia is in a decisive phase. Next week marks 18 months since Russia invaded. Little League World Series begins tomorrow, and organizers have announced a safety change.
The Little League Baseball World Series begins Wednesday in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and while all 20 teams from around the world will stay in dorms, players will not be sleeping in bunk beds. Last year, Easton Oliverson of Utah suffered severe injuries when he fell off a top bunk. His father Jace told ABC earlier this year.
Dr. Maffei taps my shoulder and says, "Dad, you need to come give your son a kiss goodbye. He's in serious critical condition."
Easton survived but suffered life-altering injuries. His parents are suing Little League and the bed manufacturer, claiming negligence. Brian Clark, ABC News.
University of Kansas will begin renovations to its Memorial Stadium and the Anderson Family Football Complex at the end of the season. School setting an initial fundraising goal of $300 million. Andy Field, ABC News.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Wednesday morning out there. Nice and cool this morning. Feels fantastic. It's going to be 90 degrees this weekend. Maybe the last real hot weekend of the summer.
Right.
Nice weather for the fair.
Right.
There's Although, great does it get kind of steamy in the livestock barns? To be honest.
Steamy or smelly.
Something, yeah. Either one.
But that's a great event. I mean, that Brown County Fair, animals, the horse pull, and you've got that big event to honor our veterans.
Yes, on Sunday.
That's Sunday?
Got the information in front of me right here. That's going to be great.
Yep, that's going to be a good
time.
And
we've got tickets to give away. If people need, Jason, what's our text number?
We don't have a text number, but if you go to the Civic Media app.
John's on top of it today.
Yeah, way to be, Mino.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a lot of fried pork in me, so let's just.
Yeah, I want to. Let's, first of all.
Yeah, we got a lot. This is funny. People say this to me. You run into the strangest situations where it's like, how did that happen? But right. It's good situations. So I go to one of my favorite events of the year, Cholesterol Fest.
Just to call it that I'd come up with an excuse.
Nope. So anyway, it's deep fried pork sides.
Right.
You sent me pork fat.
You sent me a picture of that.
Pork fat. That's raw. But we're eating, right?
For the listeners, it is. It's pork fat.
Yes.
There's no meat on it. It's fat.
No, it's fat.
Okay. And then it's.
But that was served cold. It wasn't cooked.
What?
Right. That was just laying on a tray.
It's on look at my Facebook. There's a picture where I have it on
And then he deep fried to make it.
The sides.
Right.
But now he said the sides, pork sides, are basically bacon that's not cured. What is curing?
Smoking, right?
No, not smoked, I don't think. I think it's like so we had a food that was our favorite food in the world growing up called supressa. It's an Italian salami, okay? But I don't believe they can sell it anymore, okay, because it's not cured or it's not cooked or something. It's kind of like prosciutto. Prosciutto is basically, raw ham. But anyway, but this pork.
No, I think cured, though. I always thought.
What is that? What do they mean when they say cured?
I always thought that meant it was like not baked, not cooked, but I thought it was like cooked
through smoking. I'm going to throw this out there. If anybody knows, I will give you a 4-pack of tickets to the Brown County Fair. If you
we'll get rid of these,
because Jim and I are talking out of our whatevers, because we don't know. Our number is 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. We would love to know, because we are not We weren't raised on farms, and I wish I was. I wish I was. I think I would have been a great farmer. Wayne has even said that. He'd like to hire me for his farm.
Yeah, I
think I'd be a great farmer.
I think, yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about pork and what's cured, what's not. And is okay that I ate, was I eating raw fat?
Yeah, I think you were. The pictures you sent last night,
yeah.
Thank God I had eaten before you sent me those pictures, because that would have curbed my appetite.
Well, okay, here, take a look at this. Okay, so this right
pictures.
Here.
You sent it to me.
I think that's raw, right?
Yeah.
Is that raw pork?
Raw pork, that sounds like a really good thing to eat. Healthy.
It can't be raw. It couldn't have been raw.
Okay.
Because don't you get larvae if you eat raw pork or something? Or not larvae.
Larvae, jeez. Okay, we got to get somebody. Like we got to switch subjects.
Jason,
get somebody
what do you get? Is it larvae?
Here.
Not larvae.
No.
Worms or something?
I just had it and it left me.
I know. There's a
larvae is... Larvae
I thought it's something. If you don't... Yeah, if you eat uncooked... pork, you
which
get,
you did.
Yeah. Well, maybe. We're gonna get my guy on.
Yeah,
we're gonna host it.
Okay.
But it's a phenomenal... But so anyway, so I go to this event last night that I just love. It's the most wonderful group of guys you'll ever meet in your life. And I say group of guys because I think there were three ladies there and all guys.
Uh-huh. Well, I think the menu probably had a little bit to do with
Possibly. But anyway, so I sit down and I'm talking to this guy and he says, hey, what are you doing? No, mine. I told him, he goes, oh, Jim Schmidt from Manitowoc. I go, yeah, Two Rivers, whatever. He goes, yeah, you know, a funny story. He says, you know, his family used to be a real big singing group. I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, I was at the dedication. He goes, yeah, I drove his dad's group to the Arthur Godfrey show. It's like, what? Out of the blue, I was like, out of all the gin joints in the world, she walks in. It's like, how am I city crossing a guy after we went to, he drove your dad to the Arthur Godfrey show.
Damn, that's cool.
And I told him then about how your uncle was hitting on one of the Lennon sisters. And the guy goes, which one?
It's a small world, isn't it?
Isn't that crazy?
You just strike up a conversation, and I totally believe in that 6-degree thing that, you know somebody who knows somebody, and
was this before your time, the Arthur Godfrey show?
Oh.
Because I don't remember it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You know what? I really, it was more Ed Sullivan, Lawrence
right.
Welk. I mean, they were on Lawrence Welk a couple times. I remember watching
Was it in New
that.
York, Arthur Godfrey?
One of them was in... No,
or LA?
LA
think most of the shows were New York in those days.
No, one of them was in LA. No,
okay.
I remember talking to my dad about that. I don't, yeah, like we talked about, I'm not sure. Those guys had a good persona on TV, Ed Sullivan, Lawrence Welk, but I'm not sure they were some of the nicest guys to their
behind staff. The scenes. Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Hey, but, Big Wayne, if you're listening, let us know. What happens if you eat raw pork? And what was I eating last night?
Raw pork.
I don't think so.
And deep fried. You were eating deep fried.
Well, deep fried was phenomenal. Deep fried, I've got some in the car for you.
No, thanks. No,
I'll go get it. I guess during a break.
No, we start our diet today. Didn't we agree on that? I had a...
Yeah, somebody even asked me, hey, you know what else I had last night? That I think was terrible for my diet, but was so delicious. It was mind-boggling. Can I tell you?
Was it dessert?
I can't tell you where I got it from or anything like that, okay?
Okay, what would you have?
Maple syrup moonshine.
Wow.
Homemade maple syrup moonshine. You want to
talk? I bet that was pretty smooth.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And one of the guys said, put that on ice cream. You won't believe it how delicious it is.
Right?
So we got to talk to Big Wayne if he'll make us some maple syrup moonshine.
No.
Why?
Because we'll consume it. No, that's not a good idea. No.
Why not?
Because I think we have to commit to this weight loss program. I do. I think we really do, or else
right.
I just don't think the...
You know, I had a relative, a close relative that went to prison for moonshining, right? I want to make... I want to make my own. I want to get a distill. I want to get... Yes, Jason?
We have a text.
Yeah.
That says salmonella.
Salmonella?
Salmonella. That's what you get from eating. That's what you'll get. That's what you're going to get.
And may I also add, when I looked up, can you eat cured pork raw?
Yeah.
It needs to be cooked.
Okay. So it was cooked then.
But no,
maybe it was in the microwave or something.
John, you're looking a little pale. We don't
have a little stuffy this morning.
Okay, yeah. Jason, keep your mic on just in case.
Just step in.
I'm on call.
You're bring in for the bullpen.
I'm warming up.
Nice.
Yeah, the deep fried pork. Was that pork rind that you...
Then they also had homemade pork rinds.
Okay, now that is
It was an entire pork fest.
I think
and it was
name,
delicious.
I think the name Cholesterol Fest is better fitting.
But you know what was the... Okay, so he also makes... And we're going to get Jimmy on here in a little bit. He makes his own homemade bread. If there's anything better than thick homemade bread with soft butter, I hate when butter's hard. Don't you? Does that drive you crazy?
No, there's things that you can buy. My son-in-law makes homemade bread.
I love homemade
bread.
He's
really, really good at it. I mean, like almost like decorative. Like not just the loaves that you know, you would think. I mean, this guy mixes all the right stuff. But they have a, it keeps the butter soft. But I don't know, it's something.
You got to have that.
Yeah, it's just a very cool thing that they got at a farmer's market or something. But yes, it there's nothing better than that.
Otherwise, you're putting it on the bread and it cuts the hole in the bread.
I know, and that's, that takes it all away. So I had a dinner last night too, a little dinner party, but I was telling you.
Did you have people over?
I did.
Was I invited?
I did.
No.
Oh, you were at your.
Jason, you invited?
I was not.
We're not? Okay. How many is that in a row now, Jason?
Four.
Okay, at least five, the last four maybe? Or five. Yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah. Someday. Okay. I will someday. But anyway, I was just telling you this morning, and it was healthier than your, of course, anything was healthier than what you had last night. But my intent was BLTs, you know, because tomatoes are so fresh.
Well, it's still pork.
Well, no, but
you're eating pork.
But I cooked it. I baked the bacon and vegetables, but I had BLTs, and that's all they wanted there. They're very healthy eaters. But so I had them over, had everything all set up, and we went into the kitchen to kind of make their plates, and I forgot the lettuce.
Ah.
Whatever.
Thank you, Jason.
So we had, thank you, Jason, for that. That move up your invite. The
wait a minute, what was that from? Give it to me one more time. Oh, Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah.
That's terrible. What's wrong with you, Jason? You're so disappointing.
Oh, man.
Wow. It's just real nice.
You're welcome.
Unbelievable. BLTs to Nancy Kerrigan's knee?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right.
Anyway, no, today, John, serious about that, because by the holidays, I want us both to be that we should set our eyes on the Cerugi's run in February.
Okay. Okay. Where do you want to watch it from? I can't run. I got an artificial hip.
No, that I don't know.
Yeah. No. Doctor told me do not run. In fact, he specifically said the Cerugi's run. Specifically.
But you can be at the finish line. But you can be at the finish line for the Cerugi's chocolate.
And, oh, I love
that. That is good stuff.
Cerugi's downtown De Pere is my favorite place. My son Dominic worked there for years.
Yeah.
They carry all my books. They've carried all my books for years.
Oh.
I've done book signings there for years. Love those people.
Those brothers are great.
Yes.
I mean, and they've done a lot for Green Bay. They love music, too.
When are we going to get Tony Shalhoub on?
Yeah, right. They're really good friends with him.
I know. Northern cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you work on that, or do you want me to work on that?
No, I know Joe Cerugi.
Me too.
All right, let's double team him.
All right. So what's our wish list of guests? Jason, I gave you, we got turned down by Simone Biles.
Well, we didn't
not
get
officially.
Turned down. Well, no, we didn't get turned down.
Well,
not officially.
We didn't get turned down. She's back at it.
Yeah, she's in
everybody
serious training
was,
again.
Right, everybody thought she was going to retire. She's actually
competing. Idea. Yeah.
I think everybody thought she was just going to chill here.
Right.
Her husband's going to play football and she was going to lean into the community, which is what.
But I was hoping to see her Saturday night at the game.
Well, we might.
Maybe she'll be there. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll look for her. We'll
I know we're gonna walk around the corridors.
We got to get some. Are our shirts in yet? Can we have or something? Maybe we'll just
Jason, are our shirts in yet?
No.
Oh,
okay. Do we have anything in the closet that says security?
Jason, do we have anything in the closet?
Of course, Johnny. I wouldn't pass for that.
I probably could find something.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if we're gonna get to see her. But,
but
we are upstairs, which would be fun. So we'll be able to see some old friends up there for sure.
By the way, we're getting some sound bites from Roger Goodell today. I know he was in town this week and.
Golf.
Boy, Mike Clements doing a great job over there.
Yep.
Yep. So it's fun. We've got some very important people.
And we do.
When we're say important, I'm not joking around because these could be life-changing people coming on in a few minutes.
We are going to talk to three people are coming in studio, and we're going to talk about breast cancer.
As soon as we come
all
back.
That's going on as soon as we get back here, so stick around.
Very big event. Minor the Mayor, getting us started here on Wednesday morning. Back after this.
Spin spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of August, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on August 26th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies today, with daytime highs approaching 83. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 64. Overcast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs level off around 74. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Mainly clear skies and quiet Friday, with daytime highs approaching 77. 85 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW on a beautiful Wednesday morning. We got some folks coming in, some very important people to talk about a very important subject, breast cancer, and a huge event that they take part in. That's basically a nationwide type thing, but we'll be talking to them in just a couple of minutes. Jim, I wanted to talk a little bit more. You were talking last night with the person in regards to the NFL draft coming here in 25, and things are already started. Roger Goodell, of course, was here in town. We got some sound bites from him. Jason, my man, you had a chance. Roll one on Roger Goodell. Roll one. It's back in your college days, hey, Jim? So, anyway.
Does he have to say that in front of our guests?
What?
We got these two very important guests, medical industry, and you go back to your days of smoking weed and try to transfer it to me. But anyway, yes, we talked about Roger. Yeah. Oh, I know him really well. Anyway, yes, he was in town yesterday. Really talking about the opportunity for Greater Green Bay to be on the world stage. So let's hear what he had to say.
The draft has become the biggest off-season event and one that has the most significance for our clubs and our community. So it's grown beyond any of our imaginations. It's the one day that I always like to say is every team gets better. Some get better than others.
Hey, Jim, you were talking with somebody last night, and you have to go into details because it's kind of inside info, but they're already planning the logistics and how that's going to be set up, huh?
Yeah, they are. And that's laid out so well. I mean, the NFL experience, of course, the draft room and where the fans are going to be. And Green Bay is the place to do it. You know, I mean, when you look at, you know, that whole area with Titletown and the Rush Center and obviously the stadium and the Johnsonville, there's just a lot of, you know, when you petition that off, that's going to be its own little city for 5 days, and it's going to be awesome. So
so is that going to be in the parking lot, basically, like the big stage and everything like that we're going to be on? Just don't call him Robert.
No,
Mayor Harewood.
Hey, Bob.
Robert Goodell.
I did call him Tiggly Blue this morning when I got in here.
Hey,
so.
Do you remember when the Packers came back from the Super Bowl? And, oh, who was the governor, the old governor?
Well, he wasn't.
Tommy Thompson. And he may have had a couple of Bloody Marys before him. Green Bay Packers.
And then his aides all said,
well, it was just because it was so cold, his mouth was frozen. You remember that? Yeah.
That will be a celebration, but, you know, and there's a lot of moving parts to that. But we're so far ahead of it. I mean, they're going to I was talking to last night. Where is it next year? Vegas is the Super Bowl because I know he's going.
I don't know. This coming year, I don't know where it's going to be honest with you.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be great for Green Bay. And there's a lot of opportunity. We talked yesterday a little bit with Tony. Green Bay, we're going to celebrate who we are. But it gives me an opportunity to, and they're going to have to, the media is going to have to fill in those 5 days. I mean, the draft is obviously the most important thing, but there's going to be a lot of side stories to that. And you get like Tony to go from his.
Mike, what do you say, Tony? We're talking about Tony O.
Oh, yeah.
We had on yesterday. He's like one of the nation's top mixologists.
Right.
Isn't that amazing, Jim, when you're talking with him? And I'm not a drink guy. I mean, I'm a drink, you know, I've had a couple of drinks in my life, but I'm not a connoisseur of how to make them. I never measure. I just pour stuff in and whatever.
Take the cap off and that's your mixing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's almost like a science. It's like a chemist with the way he was talking it's about some of those things, wasn't
it? With the certain parts of the orange and then crushing this. And he's a mixologist.
What was the orange fuse? What is that?
Yeah. I'm with you a little bit. Well, I don't drink out of the bottle like you, but okay. I do mix drinks. I took a class in Elkhart Lake on, but it was just the standards, right? Old fashioned, Tom Collins, Martini Manhattan, but get pretty lit up after that class. Cause you kind of got to drink what you make. It was great.
It's one of those things though, too. It's like, you get a lot of respect for those kind of people where it's not just, hey, the bartender's throwing something together.
No.
They study, research, they do all that stuff.
Remember all the stuff he talked about, how much he read?
Yes.
So that's why he's got to write a book and we're going to sell it.
Yes.
And you said draft to draft, but draft, that's too much beer. I think it would be like draft to, I don't know. We got to come up with
a better title.
But the draft is the first word for sure.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's the NFL draft and people think of beer, but we got to get a transition to high-end drink.
And we got to go to this new place as soon as it opens.
Right.
Legacy
down right in the Titletown District. So, Legends District. But anyway, hey, look, we're going to get ready for our guest. And
everybody's in the house now?
Everybody's here.
Great.
So we have three great guests coming up and we're going to spend the next hour and to educate our listeners, and they can call in as well, but this is about breast cancer and breast cancer. You know, we all know someone, I would bet, that knows someone who's been affected with breast cancer. And it's amazing the progress that we're making in this field in the last, you know, since the 90s. I mean, it kind of was stagnant for a little while, but it affects, well, I guess, doctor, you're in the house, but and I'll introduce you in just a second, but what, 13, 14, 15% of women?
It's about 1 out of 8 women will have breast cancer diagnosed.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. This is Dr. O'Connor. How'd you like that introduction?
Good morning,
doctor. Let's just jump right in.
So, doc, I just did that 80%. Thanks for coming in. Now, we're going to get to you and your credentials and all you're doing to, and the people you've helped. I got a letter from one of your patients, and I get the whole HIPAA thing and confidentiality, but you do more than a surgery. I mean, you really offer compassion and that's got to be scary. It just has got to be scary for anyone to face that. And you know, breast cancer, you like I said, I think you got these different stages. We're going to talk about that and mammograms and I have 3 daughters and 6 sisters, so I know a little bit more, even though 1% happens to men, right? Did I read that?
That's true. Yep.
All right.
Hey, look, we're going to be right back. We got a great show coming up for the next hour.
Hey, Jim, quick question.
Yeah.
All that really good looking latte they brought, is that for us or for them? I'm just curious.
John, you don't need that.
Okay, fine.
WGBD.
What is it? What? Back after this.
It's all right if you love. It's all right if you don't.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. 106 now confirmed dead in the Hawaiian wildfires, most in the incinerated town of Lahaina, where ABC's Whit Johnson got a first-hand look.
This is our first time stepping out of the car in Lahaina, and the first thing we notice driving in is all the power poles, one after another after another. They're snapped and down all over the place.
Survivors urged to be on guard for scammers. The deadline is next Friday for former President Trump and 18 alleged co-conspirators to surrender to authorities in Georgia after a criminal indictment alleging efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
Trump hasn't said when he's going to show up, but when he does, it's going to be because of his own words. The indictment mentioning those 11 phone calls trying to strong-arm Republican officials. But the Republican governor of this state, emphatic Brian Kemp, saying the 2020 election in Georgia was not stolen.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This is ABC News.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All the leaves are brown.
All the leaves are brown.
And the sky is gray.
And the sky is gray.
Hey, welcome back. Vito and the Mayor here on WGBW. Little Mamas and the Papas. I used to love the Mamas and the... Jim, did you like Mamas and the Papas?
No, I'm sure.
What?
Sure.
What do you mean no?
I don't know.
How do you not like the Mamas and Papas?
Yeah. Yeah, they're great, John. I love them. I thank you for playing that. That's great.
Wow, that's all we get? I would have thought that would have been, because they're, you know, some people say they're the greatest harmony in music history. No?
Oh, yeah, you know what? I take that back. My mind was on this whole breast cancer thing and our guests in the room. I didn't really think about, you know, now that you say that, they were at the Widener, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I did see them there.
All right.
They do have unbelievable harmony.
Yeah.
That Yes.
Thank you.
They are. Wow. You're right. I love the Mamas and the Papas.
But and then what's her name? Who's the main one? The really good looking one. Michelle? Was it Michelle? Then she was on like Dynasty. Remember that? Or Falcon's Crest? One of the two. Remember that? No?
Yeah, you're in a different room. Okay. And I'm shaking my head no, but...
Okay. The other guy, Mackenzie Phillips, her dad, you know, John Phillips. And then she, of course, was on... what was the show about the mom? She was like divorced or a widower. And there was Schneider was the...
Like One Day at a Time?
One Day at a Time. Exactly.
I can't believe very I nice. Remember that.
That was good.
That's embarrassing. I can't believe that just came out of my mouth, One Day at a Time.
Very good. That's impressive.
No, that's not. I'll tell you what, let's move on to something really impressive. Hey,
okay.
So in studio, we have here on the City Deck Landing, 401 Washington Street, we're going to talk about something that obviously is germane to, you know, Green Bay.
Literally every person listening has been affected by what we're going to talk about.
Right. And worldwide, every country has been affected, which is weird. It's not one of these things where, well, it must be the environment or must be this or that. And I don't know what it is exactly. We'll talk about it. But breast cancer is something that we as men worry about because of our daughters, our moms, our sisters. But something that is, like you said, Johnny, everyone knows someone who's been affected by breast cancer. And awareness, this is something, and we have a doctor in the house that's going to talk about it, but I'm not saying it's preventable, but early detection can really, really help. So we're joined today by Dr. O'Connor, who is at Bay Care. I mean, you must love this industry because you put your life into it, and you're young, so you probably have learned a lot and seen a lot in your time. And I'm going to talk to you in just a second. And then we're also joined by Jessica Winkle. So these programs need like a, I don't know if it's a business manager, marketing person, but Jessica does that. And we're going to talk about some things coming up for the awareness, a little bit of fundraising and some really fun events that are coming up. And then we have Kathy O. I'm just going to say O because I don't want to butcher your last name. So Kathy, who is a survivor of breast cancer and is working on this. So with that, Jessica, I'm going to turn it over to you. Why don't you tell us a little bit what's going on in the world of breast cancer?
Can I just jump in real quick?
You will.
I don't think Orlowski is that hard of a name, is it? I mean, thank you, Kathy, right? I mean, it's not like it's, you know, whatever. It's Orlowski.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Orlowski. All right. Kathy Orlowski. She likes to be called Kathy O, though, John. That's why I was trying to show
Kathy?
Respect.
Kathy's like, no, I don't. Or actually, I hate that name. She just gave me that sign.
John's in a different room today, which is all right because we have
you can't smack me.
Yeah, that's right. Or gesture.
Exactly.
Okay. So here we are. Jessica, tell us what's going on.
So we have Bras of the Bay, which is an event that is hosted by Plastic Surgery and Skin Specialist by Bay Care Clinic. This will be our 9th year hosting the event. The event goes to raise awareness on breast reconstruction rights and also raises money through our foundation, the Bay Care Clinic Foundation for Ribbon of Hope, which money is distributed to breast cancer patients through grants in Brown County, Ocano, and Kewaunee County.
Nice. That's our listing area. Bras on the Bay, that got a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a great idea. Whoever came up with that.
That was Dr. O'Connor.
That was, right? I mean, that that got a lot of attention. Tell us about how you came up with that.
The Bra campaign is a national campaign. Breast Reconstruction Awareness is the campaign. And it's a national campaign to raise awareness in the community on the rights that patients have for breast reconstruction if they should choose that. So there is a federal mandate in place that says insurance companies have to pay for the reconstruction if they choose to do that as part of the breast cancer treatment. And so when I got up here 9 years ago, this was something I was passionate about, making sure that people in the community understood that this was a right, because many patients didn't pursue reconstruction. They didn't feel like it was attainable. They didn't understand that it was something that they could ask for. And so they underwent treatment without the understanding that they could have reconstruction. And so we brainstormed and thought of a way that we could raise awareness in our community. And designing the bras was really a very fun and visible way that we could engage the community and raise awareness that this was a right that our patients had.
Right. That's awesome. I'm not sure I knew that. I'm not sure that all our listeners know that you have a right to the reconstruction should you choose.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for me even now to have patients come in. They're frightened. They've been diagnosed with breast cancer. They don't know what the future holds for them. And they really don't understand that this is something they can ask for and it's not cosmetic in nature. Every other cancer that we treat, skin cancer and everything else, we put back together everything when we're done. And we like form and function. And really getting these women back to their normal daily activities and feeling feminine and whole is very important to them. It really increases their success overall. And many studies have shown that they really have a better hope going into the cancer treatment if they understand that they can have reconstruction at the end of the situation.
Right, right. Oh, that's... I think of you doctors. So the X's and O's, the surgery, the testing, but just the emotional side of this has got to be... You got to be part psychiatrist, or... I mean, right?
It is. It's a lot, and it's a very long process, as Kathy can kind of describe. A lot of people from the outside say somebody was diagnosed with breast cancer, they're having treatment, and they think it's you know, a month. But it's usually a year or two where they have diagnosis over the course of several weeks, a variety of tests. They meet with 5-6 different types of doctors. They have treatment plans involving mastectomies, radiation, chemotherapy, and reconstruction. And this process goes through many, many months.
Dr. Connor, if you could tell me a little bit about how you first came up with the Bras of the Bay. Tell me, how did this formulate in your mind? Where did this come about?
So we were trying to find something that was visible, and with many different things in the community now, they design statues and things like the cows downtown in Madison, and we wanted something that represented what we were talking about so that it was very visibly out there in the public, and the bra decoration came up. And so we sat down and we designed 6 bras the first year and put them together in a conference room. We put down demos, and we had Packers-themed and Brewers-themed, and we put together a lot of fun different bras for demos, and then we took those around the community and engaged the businesses to participate.
I love this military one, by the way. Who came up with that? I think it has
that was Kathy. Orlowski that was Kathy. Yeah, it. Yeah. We've had everybody from the fire department, the police department, the Children's Museum has participated and made some beautiful bras. Festival Foods. There's so many businesses participating, and each year we're excited to see how many new bras are designed. We keep thinking they can't top last year, and then every year it just gets better.
You know what I love, Jim? It's one of those things where, you know, years ago this would have been like kind of in a dark corner. It's like, oh, it's really tragic what's going on, but well, we can't talk about that. That's not, you know, proper, whatever. I think this is like, bleep you, we're gonna put this right in your face. We want the world to know all about this,
right?
I love that aspect of it.
They're all about awareness.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what they do. And I mean, the Dr. Connors, she wears pink on Wednesdays, and there's a lot of pink. I mean, she's just head to toe in her scrubs in pink, which is, but that's just, I think when people see you walking and you kind of have that air of doctor about you, people know that. I think, wow, she's all about breast cancer, right?
This is definitely something I'm passionate about.
Right.
I do plastic surgery head to toe, but my specialty within that is breast. And it's really something that's very important to me to make patients feel like they can go back to their daily life after this treatment.
Right. So this awareness that we're talking about, and it's not a good analogy, but businesses, people, groups, they decorate Christmas trees, and then that's at the Railroad Museum, and you go and you look at that, and what you've done with these decorating these bras is akin to that, right? I mean, it grows every year, and it's like, wow, that's unbelievable. I mean, it's always the Packer one, but you know, Kathy has done some things with the military. There's businesses that, and what a fun thing to do for a business, like a team building exercise, right? And that's really important in business today because everybody was at home zooming, and now we got to learn to work together again. And work is important, but the working together is more important. You know what I mean? And this is a great event. So tell me, and businesses can sign up for this, but the clock's ticking.
The clock is ticking. Businesses can sign up until Friday the 16th. To decorate a bra, we get businesses, service organizations, government agencies, and groups of friends that get together, decorate a bra. Last year, we had 40 overall entries, and they range in living art with flowers to a flak jacket on Kathy's that she created, and it's everything in between.
Okay. So anybody you want us to lean on the air? No, don't say that.
Everybody.
Bring out the checkbook.
Right. Well, I think what Jessica needs is, look, we're going to participate in this program this year. This is going to be a fun event. So walk me through that. So the 18th, they're like, look, we're in. We are going to decorate a bra for your, walk me through the process, the auction.
You can go online to BayCare's website, which is baycareclinic.com. Go to our plastic surgery page. There's a drop-down menu to sign up for Bras of the Bay. You sign up, and if you are a survivor of breast cancer, you are welcome to sign up as well, and you can designate yourself as a breast cancer survivor if you would like. Then from there, by September 16th, we would need pictures of your bra along with a title and description of your bra. We will post everything online. October 1st, we start our voting process, and voting goes until October 11th at 11:59 p.m., and we turn it off. Then on the 12th, we have Bras of the Bay event at the Rush Center upstairs, which is a beautiful space to have an event. We're lucky to be there. We're so excited about it. The event will feature West Appear Jazz Band. We will have survivors come and talk about their point of view, how it went from their diagnosis to treatment to reconstruction choices that they made. Dr. O'Connor will speak along with her colleagues at Plastic Surgery and Skin Specialists. And then we will have raffles, silent auctions going on. But at the event, we will announce our online favorite. At the event, we will have voting for an in-person favorite, and then Dr. O'Connor, Dr. Adamson, Dr. Schmidt, and Dr. Dierberg each pick their favorite. So overall, there are six winners.
By Dr. Schmidt, you mean Jim Schmidt? Because he goes by the title of honorary doctor. Tell me, Dr. Schmidt. Hey, by the way, I want to read a great friend of mine, a veteran, Iraq veteran. He sent me this. He's very big into this. His sister battled it. The American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk is the 14th of October. They're also having a kickoff breakfast August 24th. Michelle Stephen, a really great friend of mine, and her husband, I actually shared a tent with him when I went over to Iraq. His wife is the honorary survivor this year. My buddy here, John David, he raised $13,000. He was a top fundraiser last year, be raising money again this year with the American Cancer Society coordinator, Megan and Michelle. He was wondering if they could come on one of these days and chat about this as well.
Our hospital is hosting the walk for Making Strides. That'll be at Aurora BayCare Medical Center campus. And we will have our general vascular surgeon there, Dr. Natalie Lumen, who is the only fellowship-trained breast cancer surgeon in the area.
Awesome.
So we're super excited about that.
Jim,
as well.
Let's walk that.
October
14th.
Sure. we will, Doc. We will. We will walk that. And Kathy is... We're good friends. We'll walk that. I want to kind of go through a little bit that timeline, because people who are listening, and go talk to your fellow employees and supervisors. But you know, we'd like to know if you're going to participate and
shame them if they don't.
We will. So we have a list. But but by that's by next Friday.
Yes.
So
this coming Friday is the last day to sign up.
You're going to decorate a bra. And then don't really need pictures and the design until September 16th. And then we're going to have you back on October 1st to really
sign us up.
Promote John.
Okay, sign us up.
Get your arts and craft supplies ready.
We'll get Christy involved. She's artistic.
She is.
Yeah.
And John builds birdhouses. I don't know. I got to figure out.
So I might build one out of wood.
Okay.
Okay.
We have a couple. It's been done.
Comfortable.
All right. Awesome. We're going to send it to a quick break, Jim. We'll be back with more with you all.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 83. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 64. Overcast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 74. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Mainly clear skies and quiet Friday with daytime highs approaching 77. 85 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor with a little cat scratch fever. Ted Nugent, 1975. Wheels going deep into the vault, pulling these out. Remember Ted Nugent back today? Jim?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have guests in today that... No, I don't. I don't, John. I was not a
big Ted Nugent cat.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I was more barbershop.
Yeah, and, I
know. I like Steely Dan, right? Wasn't he that era?
Yeah.
That name came to
Absolutely.
Mind.
Absolutely. Very
so, good. Hey, so we're talking about, you know, breast cancer awareness. The month is October, but, you know, breast cancer happens every single day and needs to be treated, and we need to talk about it every day. And... something that's been an effort that's being made here in the greater Green Bay community is the whole, what's the event called, Jessica?
It's called Bras on the Bay, and it actually stands for Breast Reconstruction Awareness.
All right. So the Bras on the Bay, and they have really, that has grown to be quite an event. And what we're doing now, and that Jessica talked about a little bit earlier, is people, they choose as a team. It could be a civic team, a business, a government, or maybe two radio show hosts can say, look, we're gonna
win this.
John, don't put that pressure
on us. We're gonna win this.
We're gonna participate. We're All gonna right. participate.
Barnwood bra. That's what's
Ooh,
gonna be.
Ooh, I like that.
Yep.
We haven't had one like that.
I know.
Okay. John does. He is pretty crafty. I mean, and Kathy O, who is in the house,
Orlowski,
yes, you're a survivor of breast cancer, and I want to get to that later, but you participated in this event, and tell us that. And last year, 2 years ago was your first year? Tell us about that.
Well, John, first of all, you've got some stiff competition here.
With
so,
you, right,
yes,
I know.
Yes. So yes, last year was my last year. My first year. The funny part of the story is I was a little bit late to the game. So my bra did not make the online portion.
Oh.
So that was okay. But little funny story here, and both John and Jim know my husband. We got to the event, and my husband did not know that he could vote for an in-person bra. So he's walking around, and Brad Stillmank got my husband's vote instead of my bra.
Wow.
So, but no, the exciting part is the idea came to me, and I wanted to do something military related. Mm-hmm. My husband served in the Army for 30 years, and I wanted to dedicate it to him for being by my side through this journey and to all the other warriors and fighters that are going through breast cancer. So that's how the idea came up, and my bra did win event favorite, which I was completely shocked by.
But you write this little synopsis about it?
I did.
Can I read this?
Sure.
Let me just read part of this, Jim, okay?
Sure.
And it's a military theme, but she hits the exact type things the way it's spoken in the military. As a unit, it's our duty to combat breast cancer. A breast cancer diagnosis can make you feel like Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, which is a military way of saying, what the bleep. And you may also feel you've been ambushed with the news and not sure how to react. It's important to decide early in our cancer mission whether to be a victim or a conqueror. We must choose to stay positive and march forward and not allow cancer to define us. We must muster up our strength and fight the good fight in order to defeat the breast cancer and win the battle. We decide how to maneuver each and every day. We shall encounter both good and bad days, and our attitude will determine how we continue to roll along. It truly takes an army, a joint task force of surgeons, doctors, nurses, and medical staff, along with family, friends, and comrades to see us through this operation. We must ruck up, push forward in order to be warriors against breast cancer. It's critical that we operate at high speed and always schedule regular mammograms in order to defeat the enemy. That's about half it, and that's fantastic. Wow. What you wrote. That's outstanding.
Well, thank you. General Kathy in the house. Yeah, that's...
Bravo Zulu.
Wow. So you designed a bra. You entered it in the contest with a military theme. And Jason, we got to get that on our Facebook page. I don't know. You sent it to us, but want to make... Because it's... And anything's welcome. I mean, the more creative, probably the better. And the online voting to be fun. And then the in-house voting at the event. Where does the money go?
So we donate funds raised. 100% of the funds raised go to Ribbon of Hope. So Ribbon of Hope is a local organization. If you're not familiar with it, it was started 20 plus years ago with a group of women who knew they needed to do something locally to help breast cancer patients. From that, what they have been able to do is donate 97% of all funds donated.
Yeah, that's incredible, right? That's like 100% of it going.
Yeah,
you know.
When you think about what 3% can buy today,
right?
Stamps,
right.
Maybe some paper for their copy machine,
right?
But they donate it to local breast cancer patients, and that helps in the form of grants. These grants can be transportation, so the cost to and from. This can be to help pay somebody's mortgage, get a wig if they are losing their hair, help with medical bills, or keeping the lights on at home, grocery bills.
Yeah,
all those things.
I want to get Nell on here too. I did the ribbon cutting at her place. Nell's wig.
Yes,
she's
Stacey.
Awesome.
She's phenomenal.
Is she the best?
She's the biggest heart. We love her.
Yeah. It's kind of an emotional ribbon cutting. I mean, they're all fun, but she just was, that's more than a business to her. I mean, it's like Dr. O'Connor. I mean, it's, they really get to know the patient and, or the customer, I should say, and help them. So yeah, Kathy had sent that to me, and I want to get her on our show. Now, as we lead up to this October, cause that's a big month of awareness. So give us a website. Some people go to work at 7. And then we're going to have you back after the 7 o'clock break, but that's a little longer because they have to play the news and the weather and a bunch of commercials. So, but tell us what people can do like right now if they're going to tune out.
So right now you can go to baycareclinic.com, go to our plastic surgery page, and that will lead you to Bras of the Bay page. To sign up to be a bra decorator, it's $0. It costs nothing. You can take little odds and ends that you have at home and craft up a bra. I have patients that will say, or people that will want to participate, and they say, I'm not crafty, I don't do this. They can actually donate through PayPal. And again, 100% of donations and sponsorship money that we get is donated back to our community.
Yeah, I think that could be a fun project. Go to Michael's, to the clearance rack, yeah. And you can find some pretty good stuff there.
And I just want to say that I'm honored that a really good friend of mine is the honorary survivor this year. My good friend Michelle. I'm all into this for you guys.
Yeah, we're gonna participate this. We're gonna be a supporter of this thing. It's gonna be fun as we go along and build up to the event.
Let's get you signed up on air.
Okay, John.
We don't
do
know
that.
How to do that.
No, I'll help you.
Right, are you kidding? We just learned how to.
We don't
text.
Know how to do anything.
No, we are just
come on.
Too.
Hey, like, can I ask Dr. O'Connor one last question? Dr. O'Connor.
Well, she's gonna be back after the break. But yeah.
Okay, just one. Were you a Doogie Howser type?
No,
okay. Because you're the, I don't want to sound like a creepy guy, you're the youngest looking surgeon I've ever known in my life.
I appreciate that because I did get a year older today, and I've had
It's your birthday?
It's your birthday?
It is.
Oh,
it
my
is.
Gosh.
And, you know, I have actually had 3 mammograms now, if that tells you my age, but I've been privileged to be able to start having my mammograms at 40, and that's a right that we have too, which is very, very important.
Isn't that great? That's got to be a confidence thing for the women you work with, you know, the patient type things. Hey. For somebody like you that's dedicated their life to this.
And Like what, all 28 years of it? I mean, but still, I hear what you're saying. I mean, she's very dedicated, and you've walked in their shoes, which is so much easier for the break.
We'll be back with more Mind on the Mayor right after this.
The Brown County Fair kicks off its 164th annual five-day run, and we want to help you enjoy every minute of it. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. We're checking out the Wednesday, August 16th schedule and have a few personal picks for you. Let's start with all the great work by 4-H members on display and the featured animals being judged all throughout the day. Poultry, livestock, and rabbits. I love rabbits.
And the judges are also taking a look and a taste to decide who is the best homemade wine and beer. That sounds good. It's happening in the exhibit hall at 5:30 p.m.
Then at 7, a fair favorite. And it's included with your admission ticket. The Demo Derby is tonight. Everything wraps up by 10:30.
And make sure and look for the Civic Media Truth Booth. It's a chance for you to tell us your thoughts about the fair, the area, and issues concerning you. We'll be back tomorrow with another Brown County Fair update. If you need more information right now, log on browncountyfair.com. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.